Over the course of the past week, we've brought you several stories about local governments opening new facilities or else expanding or rehabilitating existing facilities. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes a look at some of these stories in this week's edition of the Week in Review.
Local governments have quite a bit of power when it comes to expanding their facilities. Most basically, they can perform necessary repairs to administration buildings. That will soon be the case in Benton County, as we learned earlier this week. County Judge Bob Kleinard says that the county will soon be replacing the 130-ton air conditioning unit that was installed at the Benton County Administration Building when it was built back in the early 90s.
15 to 20 years, somewhere in that range, is the life of a unit. And this one has reached its useful life. So we've decided to replace it and put a new unit in there and get it back to where it needs to be. We've had several times this summer when we've had no air conditioning in the building. It was actually 89 degrees in my office one day.
Replacing the air conditioning unit will cost the county about $180,000. Local governments can also expand municipal transportation facilities that are under their authority, which is what is happening in Bentonville. The City Council earlier this week approved a budget adjustment that will go toward rehabilitating and expanding the North Apron at Bentonville Municipal Airport. Mike Bender is the city's Public Works Director. He says that the North Apron is narrower than the rest of the airport's apron, and that the expansion will make the apron to the north the same width as the South Apron, which is used for parking much of the airport's transient aircraft.
This expansion will give us an area to park more planes, as it has been getting crowded because we have such a small apron. And then in addition, when we park planes in that area, this will provide enough room that the planes and the hangars on that northern end can safely maneuver around and get to the runway or down to the fuel farm or that type of thing.
The total construction cost is set to be more than $591,000, a cost that includes rehabilitating deteriorating paved areas on the apron. The cost will be covered by various means, including the use of remaining bond money from 2007, the City Council-approved budget adjustment, potential state grants, and some shared cost with a company expanding its hangar on the airport's apron. Bender says that the improvements are needed because of a traffic increase at the airport, sparked by developments at the airport and in Bentonville.
You know, and obviously Crystal Bridges has increased traffic out at the airport, averaging probably one plane a day, specific for Crystal Bridges visits with our apron. It's full a lot because we are getting some of the larger planes. We got limited space to park them. You know, to be safe, we need this project to put the planes in a safe spot and in a spot that allows safe maneuvering around the planes as they're parked.
But local governments aren't limited to rehabilitating air conditioning and airports. They can also build facilities for use by a segment of their population. Take Lowell, for instance. Earlier this week, we learned about the city's new Senior Wellness Center. Located next to Wardnail Park, Lowell Mayor Eldon Long says that the 5,000-square-foot center will be open in about a month.
It's going to bring to the city an avenue and a way of our elderly in the city of enjoying meals and games and recreation and all types of wellness programs are going to be available. And so we are quite excited about that. We are not only just excited about it, we're looking forward to impacting this area in a way where other people outside of Lowell can also use this facility.
Funding to build the facility came from various sources. More than $200,000 was raised through contributions from J.B. Hunt Transportation and the Walmart Family Foundation, but a $300,000 chunk of funding came through a grant from the Office of Human Concern.
One of the things that was important that we realized early on, that people outside the city limits in the region west of us, north of us, and even east of us to a degree, were using the facility and coming to some of the functions that the senior citizens would have at times here within the city. And so in qualifying for the grant, they looked at that from that perspective, that Lowell had regional significance, and I believe was one of the key things that determined that we would receive this money.
The Senior Center currently meets three times weekly at the Lowell City Administration Building, but when the new center is ready, it will be open 5 days a week. And local governments are required to make some expansions. Crawford County officials have been asked by state officials in recent months to remedy its overflowing jail population. Earlier this week, I spoke to Sheriff Ron Brown about a potential solution to the problem. The new jail that he hopes to build will have a modular type of construction. He says that modular jails, which use self-contained cell pods for the bulk of the construction, have been in vogue for about the past decade.
I really didn't know a lot about them, and since I've been able to tour a couple of them, you couldn't tell if they were hard construction or if they're made out of module construction. Basically, you can go anywhere from, you know, one-man, two-man, four-man pods, and they're basically put together like a block system, and then a facade is put around them.
At this time, however, Sheriff Brown's new jail is just a tentative plan.
My proposal was that we have everything in place by November, and then the resolutions and the ordinances put in place to have a March 2013 special election. Now, that was just strictly a proposal. They seemed to like the idea, but nothing set in stone there.
The idea of building a new jail comes after officials in Van Buren opposed plans to add 1 to 2 stories to the current jail, which is in the middle of Van Buren's historic district. The question becomes then, what can't local governments do when it comes to rehabbing or expanding their facilities? Well, as we learned in the middle of this week, they can't use public tax dollars to convert public spaces into private areas. Fayetteville City Attorney Kit Williams this week put a hold on expansion plans for sidewalks along Center Street near the downtown square. The plans, supported by restaurant owners on the street and Ward 2 Alderman Matthew Petty, called for a reconstruction of sidewalks on the south side of the street, which would include bump outs similar to those found on Block Avenue. As reported when the plans first surfaced, the idea behind the extra space was to allow for more benches and bike racks, but most notably, areas for sidewalk cafe-style dining areas. Williams says that this last item is what effectively killed the project.
Taxes must be used for public purposes, and according to our Constitution, cannot be diverted and be used for a private purpose. And the same thing's really with city property. I don't think you can intentionally just build outdoor seating for restaurants with tax dollars, which it seems like this is what the proposal kind of entailed.
In the end, the Streets Committee voted 3-1 to abandon the expansion plans, with Alderman Petty being the sole dissenting vote. The committee ultimately went with the plan it had in the first place more than a month ago. The crumbling sidewalks will be rebuilt at the same width, but will include tree wells and brick liners to match other sidewalks in the area. And for those who still try to drive around the square, I'm sure you'll be pleased to know that no parking spaces will be harmed in the construction of the sidewalks. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.